Now, a few of your comments about yesterday's program. In our segment about the economy, Michelle Norris put your questions to NPR's international business and economic reporter, Adam Davidson. We also got answers from a former Federal Reserve Governor, Lawrence Meyer. Your email reaction was mixed. Thanks for your great exposition of these difficult matters, writes Neil Clark of Frederick, Maryland. But then there was this from Patrick Millett of Mill Valley, California. Your reporter's comments that people associated with Bear Stearns have been punished enough in the collapse do not address the fact that they likely still have millions more than the average U.S. citizen. As to the talk about how no one could have seen this 100-year flood coming, I say, really? I hope to God that Washington enables some effective regulation so that this kind of disaster never strikes again. And Monica Medina of Paradise Valley, Arizona, adds this, your panelists suggested that analysts did not see the folly of investing in subprime mortgages. Come on. Just the name alone would alert anyone that something is not kosher. Would you take a ride in a subprime airplane? Let a subprime doctor perform an operation on your child? March Madness got into full swing yesterday with ball games around the country, and Robert Siegel spoke with Neil Goodson, a senior math major at the College of Charleston in South Carolina. He's part of a team working on algorithms which attempt to predict the NCAA tournament winners. First, a correction. We referred to Mr. Goodson's professor as he, when in fact the person grading the project is mathematician Amy Langville. And now here's a bit of our interview.
You assume there will be upsets.
Right. There will be upsets. They always happen. And some of our models do predict some upsets. For example, USC and Kansas State play tonight. Most of our models have predicted Kansas State, the weaker team, to beat USC, or supposed weaker team. Now, we think that they are a better team.
And so, to my amazement, writes Christian Henning of Dallas, Texas, Kansas State actually did throw USC out of the competition. Bravo. One request, could Mr. Goodson's team take on the Soccer Euro 2008 finals this summer and make sure that Switzerland upsets everybody? Many thanks in advance. We thank you in advance for writing. Just go to npr.org/contact.